Today from the Ohio Newsroom, building health clinics in public schools.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu. And Health Policy Institute of Ohio, an independent, nonpartisan organization with a mission to advance evidence-informed policies, hosting the first statewide health policy summit October 3rd. More at healthpolicyohio.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio is investing millions of dollars to build and expand community health centers, but they're not located just anywhere. Many are positioned strategically in schools. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
When students return to the halls of Springfield High School after months of summer vacation, they had access to a brand new facility.
So as you come in, we're set up where the exam rooms are in the middle. We have a nurse's station.
This is the school's freshly painted health center. Coordinator Anita Biles takes me on a tour past a lab room to analyze COVID and flu tests, spaces for counseling and group therapy, an eye exam room.
We'll have the opportunity to have this room designed where students could pick out their own glasses, so we would have our own selection of glasses.
Further back, there's space reserved for three dental beds.
And so we'll be able to do cleanings that is a desperate need in our community.
Biles says there aren't enough providers in Springfield to serve its population, and anyone in the small city 30 minutes northeast of Dayton can come to the clinic. But local students are the priority. That's because when kids don't get health care, it can be hard to focus on subjects like geometry and Shakespeare.
If my tooth hurts, I don't want to eat. And if I don't want to eat, I'm going to school hungry. And if I'm going to school hungry, all I think about is now I'm hungry.
More than one in five people in Springfield live under the poverty line. For those families, finding transportation or taking time off work to take a kid to the pediatrician can be extra difficult. But with nurse practitioners, counselors, and eventually dentists right down the hallway at school, students can get care immediately.
With the ultimate goal of getting them back into the classroom quicker.
This idea of school-based clinics is spreading really fast. Last academic year, there were 135 school-based health centers in Ohio. Nearly two-thirds were established in the last 5 years alone. So far, these centers tend to cluster around urban areas, but rural schools are starting to see the utility in clinics, too. In southeast Ohio, Gallia County Local School District's chronic absenteeism rate is ballooning. A quarter of the student body misses more than 10% of school days. District Treasurer Jack Webb says healthcare access is a part of the equation. The school of 250 middle and high schoolers sits behind a gas station in a Baptist church. The closest health clinic is 15 miles down the winding rural road to town.
If you're a parent and you work in Gallipolis, you know, you're taking off 45 minutes to an hour earlier to come out, pick your student up, go all the way back into town, take them to the doctor, bring them all the way back home after the doctor's appointment. You've wasted a half a day's sick leave or a half a day's vacation, and your students lost a half a day in the classroom.
Principal Bray Shamblin says ever since the pandemic, kids are more likely to stay home when they're sick. Now, the solution in his eyes is twofold.
One, we have to be able to persevere and teach a little bit of that perseverance even when we're not feeling the best. But at the same token, if you're truly sick, seeking that medical attention.
That'll be a lot easier next school year, Shamblin says, when the school has a new health center, much like Springfield's, just down the hall from the library. It'll be one of many new school-based health centers in Ohio. Earlier this year, the state dedicated $64 million for mobile and school-based clinics in Appalachian districts, just like Gallia County. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.